Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my students and I bring you content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Have you ever typed a question into Google and it auto-corrected to something completely different? One second you're asking a serious question and the next your phone is asking if you meant, why are flamingos waterproof? That little moment of digital confusion is the perfect window into the weird, wonderful, and sometimes hilarious world of what humanity searches for online. And that's exactly what we're exploring today. We're taking a look at some of the most popular and downright strangest Google search topics of 2025. To help me dive down this digital rabbit hole, I have co-hosts James and Josiah with me. It's going to be a lot of fun and hopefully a little weird. But before we get into the trending topic, let's hear a quote of the day and get some headline news.
Today's quote comes from Vint Cerf, a man often called one of the fathers of the internet. He said, "The internet is a reflection of our society, and that mirror is going to be reflecting what we see." I think that's the perfect way to start our show. What he means is that the internet isn't some strange, separate world. It's just a reflection of us. It's a giant mirror showing our best ideas, our biggest worries, and our weirdest, most random thoughts. There's no better place to see that reflection than on our Google searches, which is exactly what we're digging into today. And that's our quote of the day. Now onto some headline news.
Thank you for our quote of the day. All right, it's time for headline news. Our first headline news piece will be a tech spotlight, and we're going to look at the man we just heard from, Vint Cerf. Who is Vint Cerf? According to sources like the Computer History Museum and Google's own tech archives, Vint Cerf is a foundational figure in the modern world. Along his partner, Bob Kahn, he co-designed the TCP/IP protocols, which form the communication language of the internet. Without their work, there would be no websites, no Gmail, and certainly no Google. Today, at 82 years old, he works at Google with the official title of Chief Internet Evangelist, where he focuses on the future of web accessibility. Mr. Cerf has received numerous awards for his work, including the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Turing Award, which is often considered the Nobel Prize of Computing. Our next headline comes from TechCrunch and is, AI overhauls the classic Google search. As reported by TechCrunch, the way we find information is changing drastically. Google's ongoing rollout of its Search Generative Experience, or SGE, now means that for many queries, users are no longer getting a list of blue links. Instead, the top of the page features a complete AI-written summary that answers the question directly, pulling in the information from multiple websites. This shift is changing how we interact with information and has major implications for websites that rely on traffic from search engines. On one hand, it's incredibly convenient. You can ask how to fix a leaky faucet and get a direct summary without clicking any links. But this convenience is creating what experts call a zero-click problem. The very recipe blogs, news sites, and creators who provide the original information are seeing their web traffic disappear, raising big questions about how content creators can survive when AI delivers the answer without ever sending users to their page. And finally, our last headline comes from The Verge, which states, "Viral AI Time Machine Filter Clogs Search Traffic." The Verge reports that the latest viral trend sweeping social media is the AI Time Machine Filter. This tool uses artificial intelligence to realistically age or de-age a user's face in photos and videos. This trend has led to a massive spike in related Google searches, with "How to Use AI Time Machine Filter" and "Is the AI Aging Filter Safe?" becoming two of the most popular search queries globally over the past few weeks, demonstrating how quickly social media trends can dominate our collective curiosity. To join in on the fun, users have to upload their personal photos to the app servers. This has sparked a wider conversation about the hidden costs of free apps and what companies might be doing with our biometric data long after the trend is over. And that's what's making headlines, from the very foundations of the internet to the AI that's reshaping it today.
Thank you for the quote in the headline news. And we're back with Josiah and James and two student guests for this segment. Welcome Vijay, one of our production assistants, and Lucas, one of our content team members. We're diving into the most popular Google searches of 2025. When you look at the raw data of the most typed words, it's kind of surprising. The list is topped by things we already know, like YouTube with 579 million searches a month, WhatsApp Web with 527 million, and Facebook. Vijay, why do you think we search for the front doors of websites we visit every day?
I think it's pure digital muscle memory. The Google search bar is just a starting point for just about everything and everyone when they go online. We don't think, I need to type the address youtube.com. We just think, I want to watch a video. And our fingers automatically type YouTube into the search bar. It's just easier and faster. You don't have to worry about typos or getting the .com right. By the way, in case you get confused by the name extensions, like is it a .com or .org or .net, there are nearly 1,600 different website extensions now, also known as top-level domains as of 2025. These extensions include common ones like .com, country-specific ones like .uk or .th, and specialized ones like .pizza or .tech. New extensions are added regularly by ICANN.
So what is ICANN or ICANN? It sounds like a mysterious organization making the internet work.
Without getting too techy, ICANN is short for Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. It is a nonprofit organization that coordinates the unique identifiers of the internet, including the name, names, and IP addresses. They help ensure the stability and smooth operation of the internet.
Wow, so they are massively important, and I guess that the common person has never heard of them before. Now, back to the digital muscle memory thing. I have to admit, I search like that all the time. My laptop's homepage is Google, and the very first thing I do is type YouTube into it. It's just automatic. It feels like the natural first step, or maybe that is what we have all been conditioned to do now.
It's just a habit, though. Or is there a functional reason for it? Maybe the search results are actually more useful than going direct.
That's part of it too. When you search, the results might give you a direct link to your subscriptions page, a trending video, or a news story related to the site. You're letting Google do the work of finding the most relevant entry point for you at the exact moment. It's why things like Amazon, Gmail, and weather are also on that list. It's the internet's universal remote control.
Yeah, but that list just shows our habits, our conditioning, not our curiosity. It's the digital equivalent of walking to the fridge. You do it 20 times a day without thinking. The interesting stuff is what's new and different. If you look at the breakout topics and events of 2025, you get a completely different picture of what people are actually thinking and talking about.
And that's the great distinction. Let's move on to some of those topics. The big cultural moments. James, what were some of the major search trends out there this year so far?
Well, entertainment was high on the list. The release of the new Superman movie was a popular search. And for all the gamers out there, there were a lot of people wondering when GTA 6 would be released. For your information, totally not recommended for kids, but they'll probably be adults by the time it's released.
Another search that was popular was searches for the Artemis 2 mission. I think it's because we're in a bit of a stressful time, and seeing humanity do something so big, so ambitious, and so united is just important. People were searching for that sense of wonder and excitement. It's probably why people also search Google for the Invictus Games so heavily as well. People are actively searching for inspiring, positive human stories.
But you have to wonder how much of that is genuine excitement versus what I'd call a FOMO search, the fear of missing out. You search for Superman not just because you love the character, but because you want to understand the memes and be a part of the conversation at school the next day. Or go find where it's showing in the theaters.
That's true, but even that is a huge driver. And you can't ignore the evergreen searches that have been popular. How to learn a new skill is always trending. And the big one for our generation is AI tools. That's a trend that's both a habit and a curiosity, as new tools pop up every week.
Okay, so we have our daily habits and these massive event-driven topics. But there's a third layer, right? The more specific niche trends. Lucas, you were looking at some data, so what did you find out?
Right, if you zoom into specific categories, you'll see what people are actually buying and doing. In health and wellness, sunscreen searches hit an all-time high.
Wait, why is sunscreen a trend? It's been around forever.
It's because the products changed. People on TikTok and YouTube started talking about new formulas. So now the searches are super specific, like tinted sunscreen reviews, sunscreen that doesn't leave a white cast, or serum sunscreen. The conversation got more detailed, so the searches did too.
Exactly, and you'll see the same thing in beauty and fashion, in the beauty and fashion category, with searches for things like hair drying brushes and silk bonnets.
Okay, you have to explain the silk bonnet thing. How does one video make a hair accessory a top Google search?
It's the power of the algorithm. A creator shows their hair care routine, millions of people see it, and they all rave about how a silk bonnet protects their hair while they sleep. Suddenly, everyone's searching where to buy a silk bonnet. It creates this massive instant demand for a product that's been around for decades.
The news and politics category shows a different side of the search. You see sustained interest in the 2024 US election results, and other political breakout searches related to immigration, election-related terms like polls, or platforms. That's a great example of search being used as an educational tool. A complex term enters the public conversation, and people immediately go to Google to figure out, what is this, and why does it matter to me?
Okay, James, to help end this segment, you have a list of some of the top search terms so far in 2025. It's by no means a comprehensive list, but these were all really high on the search list.
Well, we start off with video game-specific information. Users are constantly looking for gameplay videos, mission walkthroughs, reviews, and online multiplayer tips. Searches for artificial intelligence tools have surged. People are looking for how to use specific platforms for generative video, AI-powered research for school and work, and integrating AI assistants into their daily routines. Well, there's also economic outlook. Terms like inflation, interest rates, and stock market trends have remained highly searched. People are constantly looking for financial news and expert opinions to understand the direction of the global economy. And digital detox was high on searches as well. This seems to reflect a growing societal concern. This search shows people are actively looking for strategies and tips to reduce screen time and manage their relationship with technology for better mental health.
Okay, so when you put all the top search terms, topics, and trends together, you get this incredible multi-layered picture of our society. It's everything from the biggest headlines to the most specific daily routines. Never before in the history of the world have we, the humans, had so much information readily accessible at our fingertips 24/7. Okay, so we got to take a break now, but when we come back, we're going to put all this popular stuff aside and dive into the strangest corners of the search bar. We're talking about the weirdest searches of 2025. So we'll be right back after the short PSA.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey everyone, we're taking a quick pause from the discussion. We've been talking about all the amazing, funny, and useful things we found on the internet, but it's also a good time for a quick reminder. The top search result isn't always the most truthful one. Search engines are designed to give you relevant results, but that doesn't mean they're free from biased or inaccurate information. Every source has its own point of view, so it's important to think critically about what you're reading. A simple way to do that is with the rule of three. When you're looking up something important, click on it at least three different sources to see if they all agree. A little bit of fact-checking goes a long way.
Welcome back to the show. We just spent some time talking about some of the popular searches this year so far, which gave us a good picture of our digital habits and cultural insights. But for this segment, we're throwing the map away and venturing into the wild, weird wilderness of the internet. And to help guide us, Josiah and James are with us again, and we welcome two other team members, Sinsin, our social media guru, and Porsche, one of our content creators. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us. This is the fun stuff.
For sure. I've been waiting for this part.
Awesome. So let's jump right into it. The weird searches. These are the questions you'd probably be too embarrassed to ask a real person, but you'll ask Google without a second thought. Sinsin, let's start with you. What's a category of weird searches that you find fascinating?
One category I found fascinating is called shower thoughts searches. These are bizarre pseudoscience questions that have no real-world application, but you just have to know the answer. A classic one that trends every year is, do fish get thirsty? It sounds stupid at first, but when you think about it, do they? They're surrounded by water, but they still need to regulate their internal systems. It's a genuinely complex biology question hiding inside a silly search.
Good point. It's like, what color is a mirror? Or if you try to fail and succeed, which one did you do? The search becomes a way to settle a completely pointless argument.
It proves that curiosity is often just a form of play. That leads to my favorite category of weird searches, the purely hypothetical and creative ones. For example, a really popular one is among writers and gamers is, how would you explain Wi-Fi to a medieval knight? Well, there's no right answer, but searching for it gives you hundreds of incredibly creative, funny, and clever ways to think about technology.
So we're using Google as a creativity prompt?
I guess, in a way. It can be a brainstorming tool. You see it with searches like, what would happen if the Earth suddenly stopped spinning? Or, could a dragon be scientifically possible? It's people using this massive engine of information, not for facts, but for imagination.
Yeah, but I think the weirder searches are the newest ones, though. The ones that couldn't have existed 5 years ago. I'm talking about the questions we're starting to ask about AI. We're so used to asking AI questions, but now people are asking questions about AI. I've seen trends for searches like, what do AI chatbots dream about? Or can I get an AI board?
We've created this new form of intelligence, and now our weirdest questions are about trying to figure out if it has a secret inner life. It's like we're trying to find humanity in the machine.
Yes, that is deep. That's a fascinating point. Why do you all think we turn to Google for these questions? Why not just ponder them ourselves or ask our friends?
Probably because there's zero judgment from a search bar. You can ask the silliest, strangest, most profound, or embarrassing question in the world, and Google will give you results. It's a safe space for our curiosity, within reason, of course.
It's also instant. If you have a weird thought or question any time, day or night, your friends or parents may not be available, but Google is 24/7.
Yes, 24/7. For better or for worse. We've all been conditioned to get instant answers to any or all of our questions. Okay, moving on. This is the moment of truth. Let's do a lightning round of some common and weird searches that have been used a lot in Google. James, you go first.
A surprisingly common one that gets millions of hits is, am I a robot or am I in assimilation?
All those CAPTCHA tests asking you to identify buses and crosswalks are starting to make people feel they need to ask that question.
All right, Sinsin, what do you have?
A classic from the world of dream interpretation, why did I dream my teeth are falling out?
That is a recurring classic. I feel like most people have searched that up at least once. It's universally terrifying.
And it really is, especially if you've had that dream before. All right, Josiah, your turn.
I found one that plays on an old joke. Is it illegal for a chicken to cross the road?
Who is asking these type of questions? That's my question.
Well, what'd you find out, Porsche?
I went for one that is both philosophical and weirdly specific. How many calories are in a human soul?
Nah, that's kind of deep though. That has never crossed my mind before until now. Oddly enough, even though it's a question that makes no sense, I kind of want to search for the answer now.
Well, I'm glad your curiosity was piqued with that question. Mine was too. I typed the question in Google and this is what I found out. A human soul does not have calories because calories measure the energy in food. And a soul is not a physical entity, but a spiritual one. So a soul is not food. So there you go. And I'll finish off with a classic from the world of panicked pet owners. Why is my goldfish turning black?
You can just feel the panic in that search. Someone is just staring at their fishbowl in horror as they type that in the search bar.
Exactly, and I think that perfectly sums it up. These searches aren't on any year-end search trend report, but they do feel very human. They show our anxieties, our silly curiosities, our creativity, and our deepest philosophical questions. They're proof that we are all a little weird, and we are all curious about the same strange stuff. And with that, this is the perfect way to end this segment and this episode. So thank you to our guests for helping us explore the popular and weird, wacky world of Google search bar for this episode. And that brings us to the end of this episode. We looked into the internet's giant mirror, and it showed us two very different but equally important things. The popular searches showed us a map of our culture, the digital habits we all share, and the big events that bring us together, and the trends that defined our year. But the weird searches showed us our personalities, our uncensored curiosity, and our sense of humor, and the wonderfully strange questions that make us human. All right, and as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.